oath of Matan Torah, and every Jewish man is obligated to learn Torah every day of his life. Whether he's healthy or sick, whether he works for a living or not, whether he's a student age or graduated or in graduate schools, everyone is obligated to learn Torah. You have to learn, and then you have some free time. You have to learn. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. Gemara comments that a person should be shalosh adam shnoiso, shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. Tosfos in Kiddushin quotes in the name of the Gaonim that shalosh adam shnoiso is a detail within the din of kviyas itzvah l'tor. Everyone has to be a kadeit, and every day you have to learn a little bit, at least 5-10 minutes every day. So the Gemara tells us that it's not sufficient that you just pick Mishnah Berurah. Then learn Mishnah Berurah 10 minutes every day. That's not enough. You have to learn a kriyasit, and a little bit to learn Tanakh every day. Then a little bit to learn Halacha. Mishnah means Pesach Halacha. Then a little bit to learn Gemara to try to figure out how the Halacha became so. Then the rest of the day you can learn whatever you want. You have time to learn. No. The Rambam does not learn like the Tosfos B'Shem HaGra'ah. The Rambam learns it's not a din. In Kviyas Sitam L'Torah, you have to be Kveit, and every day a little bit for Tanakh, Mikra, and Mishnah means Pesach Halacha, and Gemara means how the dinim were established. Rather, the Rambam learns that the Gemara is telling us that one's learning should be balanced. He should advance on all three fronts at the same time. He should try to learn more Tanakh, and try to learn more Halacha Pesukah, and try to learn more Gemara in such a way that all of his learning should be balanced. Unfortunately, there are people who are experts in Tanakh. They don't know any Halacha at all. There are people who are experts in Halacha. They don't really know Gemara. They don't know Tanakh. People know a lot of Gemara. They don't know Halacha. They don't know Tanakh. So the Rambam says their learning should be balanced. As you're advancing in Gemara, you should advance in Halacha L'maaseh, and you should advance in Darshat Asav as well. So the Rambam gives the humorous mashal. If a person never has to work for a living, and he only has 9 hours a day to learn, he works for a living, he has 9 hours a day to learn. So 3 hours a day he should spend learning Tanakh. 3 hours a day he should spend learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Hayyotim, Halacha L'maaseh. 3 hours a day, you should start learning Gemara. Some people have a mistaken notion. They read one line of the Mishnah and they start philosophizing what the nature of it is. So the Gemara of a Gezara, Yud Tesam and Aleph tells us that that's not the way to learn. The Gemara says you have to cover a lot of ground, you have to have a lot of data, like in any scientific field, let's say in chemistry, in physics, in any area. Science. If you have enough data, then you can try to discern a pattern. In Halacha, you have to know 1,001 details, and then you can try to analyze. But if you don't know the details, what are you analyzing about? Learn them based on the base. You'll find out what the nature of the din is. What are you philosophizing on based on the knowledge? Learn the whole system, then you'll find out what it's all about. We know that there's Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, the Shlosh, and Semiris, I've turned to the Reshes Behem. So one of the Nidush HaTorah Nedreshes, the last one on the list of Rabbi Shmuel, is Shnei Ksuvim HaMechishim Zezeh, Sheva Kosm HaShlishi, Shechriya Ben Eyem. So every so often you have such a, you apply this meaning. But the Gemara doesn't say explicitly, what do you do when you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMechishim Zezeh? There is no Kosm HaShlishi, Shechriya Ben Eyem. Then what do you do? So truth of the matter, this is a Machlok in Satanah. You have this machlekes in Beitza, Sochem. The Gemara has a machlekes of Lez and Rabbi Yeshua regarding the nature of Simchas Yomtov. There are two ksuvim, and the two ksuvim amachishim says that one pasuk says, Atzeres tia lachem. On Yomtov, you're supposed to enjoy yourself. Achila shtia, enjoy yourself. The other pasuk says, Atzeres l'Hashem alakecha. L'Hashem alakecha. You should dedicate the day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you do when you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMechishim Zezeh? There is no Akosol HaShlishi Shabir B'Nei. The Gemara quotes in Pesachim and in Beitza, it's a Machlekes Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. So the Tana Reb Lezer is of the opinion that whenever you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMechishim, you have a choice of either A or B. There is no Kos Vashlishi Shechriyam. So he says, Okula Lashem, Okula Lachem. That on Yom Tov, either you should dedicate the whole day to davening and to learning, you're not supposed to fast, so you eat brief meals, or you daven briefly, like you do on the weekdays, and you dedicate the whole day to eating and drinking and making merry. And we don't pass on like Rabbi Eliezer, we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua, even though there is no course of Ashlishi, Shabir Ben Ahem, we're supposed to figure out on our own, Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Hashem, to make a compromise between the two. And the Rambam writes, on Shabbos, the Rambam writes that Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Hashem, the Gemara says Shabbos, all the Tanayim agree. All Machlokes HaTanayim is only on Yom Tov. So the Rambam writes both in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov, but if you look more so in Hilchos Shabbos, he writes, first you have to daven Maariv, then you eat the first meal. Lashem Elohem, then you daven Shachris and Busa, then you eat the second meal. Then you daven Milcha, then you eat the third meal. B'shal Shivas, B'shal Shlishis. Has to be Lashem Elohem, Lashem Elohem, Lashem Elohem. Has to be Kachu Hados, the Rambam says, Kach HaSeder, Kach HaSeder, that's what he's supposed to do. So similar to that machlekes between Ablezer and Yeshua, is a famous machlekes in Brochis and Raflamatei. There seems to be a contradiction between Tuksuvim and Tanakh, we have no cause of Ashlish and Shekhrim in it. On the one hand, the Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua, interpreting the Pasuk in the Chumash, Chumash says we have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And Yeshua it says, "V'hagis v'yamu v'alayim." So the simple meaning is supposed to learn all day and all night. Then there's a pasuk in Kriya Shema that says, "V'asafta dinan echem zirosh v'itzarechem." You have to make a parnasa. So if you have to make a parnasa, it's not going to be learning all day and all night. So which is it? So Rav Shimon bar Yochai is of the opinion, like Rav Leizer, that it's either A or B. So he said, you have to choose your way, your path in life. So he says, if you want to be a religious, observant, then you got to dedicate all day and all night to learning. And how are you going to make a parnasa? Halachta nasa ideachem. Parnasa is going to fly from heaven, fly in the air from heaven. The nochem will help you make a living. You won't have to lift a finger to make a living, and the parnasa will happen by itself. And that is not the accepted opinion. The accepted opinion, in Mar says, is like Rabbi Yishma. Yishmael says, when you have Shnei Ksuvim, Abachish, and Zezet, there is no Kosel HaShlish, Shechri B'neim. Just like we say by Yom Tov, Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Hashem. So this contradiction is also resolved in that way. Rabbi Yishmael says, Hanik B'hem Menim D'Archeris. The Torah says, when you're Pasik and Yeshua, so you're up in the Pesukim and Chumash that say that you're supposed to learn. So it says, V'agis V'yom V'loy, that's self-understood, that the free time that you have, whenever you have free time, you have to sleep a little bit, you have to eat, you have to make a parnasa, you have to do things, normal activities, and then when you have free time, then you have to learn. But it doesn't mean that everyone should dedicate all day and all night to learning. I think more comments there, the Harbi also carried Rav Shimon bar Yochai below also the Adam. Many attempted to follow the view of Rav Shimon bar Yochai to learn all day and all night, and they did not succeed. That's not recommended for the rabbin. Rav Chaim Alojan writes in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, he has a whole section about the significance of Limud HaTorah, and he says that's recommended for Yechidim. If you have a person who's extremely talented, so then you recommend you should learn in the Kol, you should learn all day and all night, and become a very big Tamchah. But for the masses, that is not what's recommended. There's a famous medrash that says, Elif nechnasin abeis ha-medrash, 1,000 boys going to learn siddur, and not all of them succeed in learning kumish, and at the end of the day, after everything is all said and done, from Elif nechnasin abeis ha-medrash, echad yotz lo'ayro, so one medrash, 1 out of 1,000 was cut out for learning all day. And the Gemara, the first parak in Chagiga, has an agadah that commenting on the Pasuk in Navi, that the Pasuk sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheds 3 tears every day. The Gemara interprets that two of the, not necessarily didn't take literally, that Rabbi assumed that God does not have a body and he doesn't cry, But however you can say this, he's brokenhearted. He's upset about two disasters that occur in the world. One is that a person that belonged to learning went into a secular field, and a person who did not belong to learning, who went into learning. The Rebbeinu Shlom sheds a tear, and in this place, it sheds two tears, and in this place, person, people. I'm sure you must have heard about the Rebbe's who teach in yeshiva for 60 years, and they were never successful from day number one. They never should have got a techinah, rabbanim, gone to the rabbinate. They never belonged in the rabbinate in the first place. That's a disaster. So there are people on both areas, people who belong to learning who went into the secular field. People who belong to secular fields went into learning, and that's considered a great tragedy. Rav Leitchik used to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us all the Tzelem Elokim, and he instructed us, well, after the Drachav, to preserve the Tzelem Elokim by going in the ways of Hashem. I didn't know what are the ways of Hashem. So the Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah and in the Gemara Nevuchim, you have to study Tanakh to see how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu function. How does he run his daily routine? And that's the way we'll know what are Darchei Hashem. We should preserve our Tzelem Elokim by going in the ways of Hashem. It does mean that we should imitate God. Like a little boy makes believe that he's a doctor, so he makes believe he's taking your blood pressure, taking your heartbeat. Someday they become a doctor. A little girl makes believe that she's a mommy, so she puts on a big bonnet and she puts on high heels and whatever. She dresses up like a mother. Someday she probably will be a mommy. But if we imitate the ways of God, not that we think that someday he's going to retire and we may take over for him, not yet holding by retiring. We imitate the ways of God to preserve the Tzelem Elokim that was implanted within us. Everybody was created the Tzelem Elokim. That's how the Pasuk reads in Parshas Kisava, Alapta Midrachal. And the very next Pasuk continues, all the nations of the world will see Jewish people are supposed to serve as Or LaGoyim, a light unto the nations. That's in Yeshayah. The Gemara assumes that any idea that it is a Navi must be revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu as well. The Gemara shows that every new idea that seems to be some new insight that the Nevi'im had has a source, has a marker in Chumash. So the Pasuk says here, when all the nations of the world will see the Jewish people have succeeded in preserving the Tzelem Elokim. Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, that's the Pasuk immediately preceding, says, Alachta Bedrochem, the Jews are supposed to serve as Olah Goyim. And all the nations of the world will see that we have succeeded in preserving our Tzelem Elokim. So, V'yoru Mimeko, they will learn from you, from the Jewish people, how to act with Yor Shamayim. They also have Tzelem Elokim. The non-Jews are also created with Tzelem Elokim. If we can preserve our Tzelem Elokim, they can do the same as well. The Jewish people are supposed to serve as an Or LaGoyim, not as far as Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras HaMishpacha, and Shatnez, that all these things have nothing to do with the Ruach HaOlam. Supposed to serve as an Or LaGoyim, as far as work ethic, as far as being neat and clean and accomplishing things in life. So Rav Leitchik said that the Chumash, the Tanakh, describes our HaMishpacha as being very creative. Created the whole world, conscious, voracious, very, very elegant creation. So we should, in order to preserve the Tzelem Elokim that we have, we should all be creative. So if a person has musical talents, a person has talents in science, whatever field, he should pursue it. Whatever he's cut out for, that's where he should come. A person shouldn't force himself to go into a field that he doesn't belong. It's wonderful if you can go into learning. I would highly recommend it if you got out for learning. You should go into learning. Everyone should go into the field where they belong. This yeshiva has a kailuk. So those boys that are going to a smicha feel that they're cut out to learn the whole day and whole night. So they join the kailuk. But there's nothing to be embarrassed about if a person wants to work for a living. Adik mat minik derech eretz. Gemara says that this program to sit and learn all day and all night, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, so this is a program for the Yechidim. It's not a program for the mitzvah. So one who feels that he has to work for a living, there's nothing to be embarrassed about, nothing to be ashamed about. Whatever you cut out for, that's what you should do. A Okay, welcome to the yeshiva. Should all have a successful year and many years ahead. Okay.